But especially the busyness includes the theater that is with us. And here we are after that demarcation line of July 4th and ready to really have a real summer and a real summer theater. And the venerable one, if you don't mind being called that, Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, which is with us, Jed Davis. You can handle being venerable.
Yeah, you can venerate our venerability as much as you'd like.
Okay, there we go. Because Coeur d'Alene, how many years?
I mean, 51. It's our 51st season.
Whoa, okay. And so you've had one show already. How'd it go?
Forever Plaid was a blast. My body has mostly recovered from performing in that one.
Okay.
It was very well received. We had a really fun time.
Okay. And speaking of fun times is Guys and Dolls. Talk a little bit about the origin, those wonderful stories that said, who
Damon Runyon.
Damon Runyon's stories. We were at him on the radio once years ago.
He's such a unique voice in the history of just American journalism. He really has, if you read a line that Damon Runyon wrote, you can just tell that he wrote it. It has a very, it's New York, but it's Damon Runyon's New York. In fact, the opening number in Guys and Dolls, the audience typically doesn't know the title of it because it's not ever said, but it's called Runyon Land. And the whole purpose of that opening number is to introduce the audience to Damon Runyon's own idiosyncratic New York that he sort of created out of thin air in his time that he spent there. He wrote a lot of short stories that sort of fed into the full narrative that became Guys and Dolls. And then Frank Lesser, of course, adapted the musical, and it's a good one, turns out.
And those sharply different characters involved. Let's begin with the bad guy in that sense. I guess that's painting him in the wrong picture. But Skye Masterson, Brandon Michael is Skye Masterson, and probably one of the most iconic songs from Guys and Dolls. We go to our studio for this song.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me, the pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby. I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight.
From the studio, as Skye Masterson, Brandon Michael, joined by the pianist Jenny Twitchell, and Luck Be a Lady Tonight. So Brandon, let's move you to a microphone right there. And I want to point out that it's really appropriate that you're singing this song. We're doing this on 7-Eleven. Speaking of dice.
Oh, man.
See what you did there.
That's subtle.
Yeah, and then of course, my favorite line, I think, you know, there's a few lines from from shows or something that I think define greater parts of the world, and it's to give away one of your greater punchline about having memorized the spots on the dice.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's me. That's Big Julie's character.
Whoever says that.
But it is.
It's a fabulous concept.
The script, the score, the lyric, everything about this is so well thought out and you know, has so much depth to it. It's a pretty remarkable piece of theater. You know.
So talk about being Sky Masterson.
Well, you know, he's like one of those guys that's just born lucky and born good at everything. So, which is the exact opposite of me in like every way. Like this guy just breezes through life and life just bends over to accommodate him. And that's totally not me. So it's been very challenging actually for me to do.
Nice. But as we can quickly observe just from having heard it, a real natural for you as a singer, right?
It does feel good. Yeah. It does feel good. It feels good in my voice. Yeah. You
know. Okay. Well, let's keep moving through this show as we have that one character. Let's go back to Jad and kind of set us up on what Adelaide and Nathan Detroit are going to be talking about in the show Sue Me.
Well, we've got two parallel love stories happening in this, and we've got Sky Masterson and Sarah Brown, the bad boy gambler and sort of the good girl, and then the other love story is that of Nathan Detroit and Miss Adelaide, and he's also a gambler and she's a hotbox dancer, which is kind of a burlesque type dancer, and they've been engaged for 14 years, and she's been ready to be married that entire time, and he's been pushing it off. He's really afraid to dive in and really commit, and as we get to where we're going to hear the song Sue Me momentarily here, it's sort of reached a boiling point where she's saying, like, you know, put up or shut up. This needs to happen. And he's like, ah!
Tell you what, we'll send you out to sing it. Then we'll talk to your impressions after that, after you have sung it. Casey Reha as Nathan Detroit and Sarah Damon as Miss Adelaide and the song Sue Me back to our studio. And these are pieces from Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater's Guys and Dolls, which opens not Friday, but opens tomorrow night, Thursday night opening. So here we are back in the studio.
Nathan, why can't we elope now?
Because, well, I gotta go to a prayer meeting.
Nathan, this is the biggest lie you've ever told me.
But I promise you, it's true.
You promise me this, you promise me that, you promise me anything under the sun, then you give me a kiss and you're grabbing your hat. You're off to the races again when I think of the time gone by.
Adelaide.
And I think of the way I tried.
Adelaide.
I could honestly die.
Call a lawyer and sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me, hate me. Go ahead, hate me. I love you.
The best years of my life, I was a fool to give to you.
All right, already, I'm just a no good, Nick. All right, already, it's true. So new, so sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you.
You gamble it here, you gamble it there. You gamble on everything, all except me. And I'm sick of you keeping me up in the air till you're back in the money again when I think of the time gone by.
Adelaide.
And I think of the way I tried.
Adelaide.
I could honestly die.
Serve a paper and sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you.
Achoo!
Give a holler and hate me, hate me. Go ahead, hate me. I
and
love
you. And you wind up in jail. Don't come to me to bail you.
All right, already. Go call a policeman. All right, already. It's true. So no. So sue me, what can you do me? I love you.
You're at it again, you're running the game. I'm not gonna play second fiddle to that. And I'm sick and I'm tired of stalling around. And I'm telling you now that we're through. When I think of the time gone by.
Adelaide.
And I think of the way I tried. die.
Sue me, shoot bullets through me. I love you.
As that was Sue Me from Guys and Dolls, and as Miss Adelaide, Sarah Damon, and as Nathan Detroit, Casey Reha. And so let's get you. We're gonna have kind of the battle of the couples here. We're gonna have you talk, and then have the other couple talk. Talk a little bit more about the relationship as it happens through this show of Adelaide and Nathan.
Absolutely. So for the few who don't know the story, Adelaide and Nathan have been engaged to be married for 14 years. And every time she brings it up, he goes, we'll get married sooner or later. And it's fun because Sarah and I personally have known each other for 1 year. And it's great finding that couple who like have just know each other better than anyone else on the planet. Mm-hmm. And are still trying to find compromises with each other and sacrifices every single day.
Yeah, and what about you, Sarah?
Well, what I think is great about this couple is that they have been together for 14 years, and you ask, why? Why would they be together this long? And I think for me as an actress, it's been fun to think about how Nathan knows Miss Adelaide, and she knows him, and there's something that just can't be beat by knowing someone. She's a hotbox dancer. She gets seen every night by a bunch of men. You know, there's even a line in the show where Skye Masterson asks, why can't you get another guy? And she responds, but I love Nathan, and you'll find out. And so I love that connection because I think we do answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, let's bring in the other couple, because as Jed said, it is the two couples. Let's meet Sarah Brown. This is Megan Renee Parker as Sarah Brown.
Hi there. Good morning.
And so talk about Sarah Brown. Isn't she she's the nice girl, right?
Absolutely. Until she isn't. Yes, they have a fun trip to Cuba somewhere in the middle of the show that I don't want to give a spoiler alert. But the difference in this relationship, I think, I love what Brandon said about Skye and like the whole world just kind of being open for him until he meets Sarah. And she's like the one girl that doesn't just fall for him hook, line, and sinker. Sarah's got a real particular idea in her head of who she wants to be with. And it changes when she meets Skye. I think they both change, actually, quite a bit in wonderful ways.
Because clearly, Sarah Brown is in the Salvation Army and is the good girl going to church and all that. And Skye, I assume that you wouldn't be seen inside a church within your role until this happens.
Well, you know, probably not, but Skye does have, it says in the script that he's read the Bible 10 or 12 times. Okay. Of course, he uses that information to win odd bets, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I do think that there is an undercurrent of decency and morality to Skye Masterson, and I think that's where the attraction.
When we were doing some of our character development and table work and stuff, one of the lines, I keep being struck by it, in one of the songs they sing, Skye says, how I would care, how I care, how I care, as a sort of a yearning thing. And I think the way that the world is broken so easily for Skye, he's just looking for something that he can sort of grab onto. I do want to say, and just shout out to this group of four actors, like, this is a show that you can skate by on. You know, the script is so tight and so well written, and it's easy to sort of just play into the stock aspect of these characters. But with these actors, we've been able to really do some work and like create real people coming to life with these characters and actually have some real conversations about the struggles that they're going through as characters. And it's so fun as a director to sort of drive a sports car in that regard.
Well, you've convinced me already because I've had a bias that Guys and Dolls was kind of lightweight and didn't have that much to say. And you're clearly proving that it has something to say. And then it has a little bit more spice throughout the show. A few other fun characters. Talk about a few of the smaller but significant characters.
Sure. I mean, almost everybody in the show, in the script, is actually named. And if they're not named, we've sort of created names for them. Mm-hmm. In the classic Runyon fashion, it's so-and-so the so-and-so. You know, mm-hmm. like Like I'm Bernie the DJ or whatever. I think I describe myself as Shorty the Armpit in our first day of rehearsal. So everybody's got like a sort of denominator that they like to use for themselves, and that really helps define their character. So we have like Nicely Johnson, we have Benny South Street, these guys who exist in the fabric of New York, and in a lot of ways, the characters from a functional standpoint, the external characters exist to create this fictionalized, Runyon-driven sense of New York that our primary story lives in these four characters here. And then they serve to comment on it. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful setup because we get this sort of fun, it's dangerous, it's seedy. These are criminals, but it's painted in such a fun way that we're able to sort of, as an audience, relax and enjoy the story as it takes place. And the other characters serve to create that fabric and that backdrop.
And it's kind of interesting because thinking of when it was written, which is the 50s, I think, the mid-50s or so, has the Salvation Army tolerated it okay for 50 years? Do they?
I had a conversation with Zach Adams, who he's no longer there. He's moved on to a different job. But he was the sort of my boss at the Croc when we first started talking about doing the show.
And I didn't even think of the cosmic connection here.
Yeah. We're right
it's
there.
The Salvation Army Croc Center where you're doing Guys and Dolls. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
keep
going. They were totally cool with it. I asked him, like, so we're going to be making the uniforms for the Salvation Army characters. And, you know, so what are your thoughts on that? He's like, well, as long as they're respectful to the organization, I think we should be fine. At least my experience with the Croc Center, they're pretty much down for anything we want to put on as long as it's got some form of redeeming value to it. You know, however we want to stretch that.
And well, then let's send the two of you out to sing the song that you've pretty well defined why it was needed. The duet "I've Never Been in Love Before," which is going to be sung by Brandon Michael as Sky Masterson. We heard him in the opening with "Luck Be a Lady," and then our first chance to hear Sarah Damon. I'm sorry to hear Megan Renee Parker as Sarah Brown, along with pianist Jenny Twitchell. Here is that duet, "I've Never Been in Love Before."
Thank you.
from our studio, I've Never Been in Love Before, sung by Megan Renee Parker as Sarah Brown and Brandon Michael as Sky Masterson. Once again, Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater presenting Guys and Dolls, opening tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Salvation Army Croc Center in Coeur d'Alene, and then continuing at 7:30 Friday and Saturday nights, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then Thursday through Sunday for the following 2 weeks. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Wednesday through Sunday after the first week.
Oh, it's Wednesday through. Of course, I should have known that. Wednesday. Okay, thank you. So Thursday through Sunday this week, Wednesday through Sunday the following 2 weeks for Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. And then just really quickly, what's your last show that's going to be coming around in August?
It's Legally Blonde, the musical.
Okay, then we'll look forward
to that. A big departure from this one.
And